Lena, if elected, how would you vote on SB 50 and other housing bills which take away local control?
So right now, SB 50 is going through a multitude of iterations. There is also, it's being merged with SB 4, which gives exemptions for historic districts and other areas. As it stands, I cannot support it. However, what I will say is that we can't be a no in my backyard on affordable housing. Like I had mentioned before, we have 1.5 million units that we still need to create. So as many people want to say no in my backyard to affordable housing and no in my backyard to homelessness, we can't be no. We have to say yes at some point and compromise. Our state is in dire need, and we have an aging population. So our kids, it's not just about me, it's about our kids and the future and where they will be housed down the line, because we don't have opportunities for them at this point. And what I always tell people, too, is affordable housing does not have to look like a 10-story building. It could look like a Habitat for Humanity single-family home building, which I've created. I have 10 Habitat for Humanity single-family homes that will get people not into rentership, to home ownership. We need to think creatively about affordable housing. And we can't just say no and turn our heads and say it's not going to happen and then also not want people encamping in front of our places. We cannot do that anymore. We have to do this. And it has to come with wraparound services, mental health, affordable housing for seniors, for veterans, and especially for families. We know that women and children are a growing demographic in homelessness. Are we going to say no to them too?
I absolutely and unequivocally oppose SB 50. It is terrible policy. Absolutely terrible policy, because it relinquishes local control. And the problem with my opponents talk about a Habitat for Humanity structure to development is that that's not the idea that prevails. It's what the law says, which means that a 10-story building can actually come to your home, right next to your home, and establish itself. It's not what we would like to do. It's what the law allows and what developers are incented to do. I think that any policy aimed at remediating the housing crisis or streamlining development programs should always, always have the buy-in of local communities. I'm sorry, your culture, your local culture is at stake. And a lot of these residential communities that deserve at least an opportunity for residents to chime in on any proposal for development. I think that's fair. I think that that's reasonable. We should always, always allow the public to register at least their opinion about how the culture of their local community changes. And so I cannot in any good conscience approach SB 50 with any favorable perspective whatsoever. In addition, I think it's quite discriminatory, because a lot of the rich coastal communities up and down the state, like Malibu and other areas in the Bay Area that have less than 50,000 population, are exempt from the requirements of SB 50. So they can continue to have and preserve their local culture, but it's communities like Long Beach or communities like mine that are suddenly going to have the character and the culture of their communities change forever without public input. That is unacceptable.